Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You know, all the major networks have their superstar reporters, but I'll take Josh Warren live from Area 51 over them any day of the week, especially on a big week of news like this. Of course, tonight was supposed to be the big storming alien stock. And I have been, Josh, just so you know, I've been following you on TV, on different news stories about the event. I think you were on a couple stations in Las Vegas. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm here in Las Vegas. And, you know, Ian, it's so nice to talk to you because I am directing the Area 51 command post here. And
I love this. And I think you were, here's one of the quotes I saw from you on one of the TV stations that were covering alien stock tonight. And that was that you felt like, as we all do, you kind of want to get to the bottom of what's going on behind the fence, but you felt, at least in part, like what was happening on outside of the fence was disrespectful. Is that an accurate description of your position on this?
Well, you know, this is an authentic secret base. I mean, this is not Disneyland. We don't want to badger the people who are there. But that said, I have my correspondent, Nick Weird. He has been in the field all day. And here is the bottom line, Ian. Okay, so fortunately, it's actually been a win-win for everyone. Because
tell me about that.
Okay, so groups of hundreds of UFO enthusiasts, they're strewn all across southern Nevada. They're having odd but peaceful fun. The government has been respectful. There was apparently one arrest due to indecent exposure. Okay, no big deal. But really, you know what? The big winners are you and me and everybody listening, and that's because the mainstream attention has helped to legitimize the topic of UFOs, aliens, and government disclosure. And we now have more people than ever who feel comfortable to come forth, give reports about the reality that we are not alone. And I know there's a lot we can talk about, but I'm just, you know, I'm processing a lot of data here.
In real time. Yeah, so let's process some of that data together. So first of all, as for the guy who was arrested for indecent exposure, who you just described as no big deal, I'm not sure he would appreciate that description. But as I understand it, it was actually for public urination because he peed on the fence. And I think that falls into the category of not respectful. You don't go up to the base in front of a bunch of soldiers and pee on their fence. I mean,
well,
Or do you?
The wisest idea, but I think you and I can relate to that. You know,
yes,
it's possible that you have to be in a situation. This is in the middle of the desert. There aren't necessarily porta potties all over the place,
or trees. I mean, there's just I spent enough time in the desert. Not a lot of trees. Now, from where we started with this, and if we sound like we're having a little too much fun with it, I think we're in the spirit of the night outside of the. Outside of the gate, because I think, judging by the video, people were wearing masks, and the guy with the purple alien mask and the poncho, who was kind of running around a little bit for the cameras, kind of showing off a little bit, and then there was another guy who was breakdancing in front of the soldiers, which I thought was nice. I don't know where he was wanting them to throw money or anything, but that was, I mean, I think it's been a little festive, and alien stock should be festive, but from where we started, this idea of the storming of the gates, we all know that dissipated a long time ago. What was the best possible outcome of this gathering tonight?
Well, realistically, I think it would have been, you know, more or less like some kind of a Burning Man festival, because there is no reason that the government should actually be concerned that people are going to run across the boundaries of Area 51. I mean, my understanding is that if you go past that boundary, you're still going to have maybe 20 miles of cliffs and possibly pitfalls and coyotes and scorpions and all that. And then if you actually get to the base, maybe you'll see some runways and some big buildings that are very well secured. And then if you get inside one of those buildings, well, now you have to have the code to go underground. So I don't think the government was really concerned, Ian, that anybody would be a real threat this evening.
So I grew up in the halfway house of full-grown men, right? I have two full-grown children, Itchy and Scratchy, as we call them. And Itchy, we're talking about this tonight, because he follows these stories just like I do. And I said, well, I guess it was kind of a bust. I guess alien stock was kind of a bust. And he disagreed vehemently. He said, Dad, this was all about creating memes. And in the sense of it being a meme creation event, it was a huge success because people are going to be playing clips of this for years to come. Now, that may be true, but I do think there's still a place for an actual protest in light of what came out earlier this week from the Navy, which said, hey, by the way, those videos we released, which everybody was, you know, talking about these Foo Fighters, those videos have been documented to not be anything that we can determine comes of this earth. And that's serious. And so we need to have more protests about that, not get distracted, I think, by, you know, masks and glow-in-the-dark, you know, tchotchkes.
Well, you know, one thing that's really interesting is that Nick Weird, again, my man who is in the field right now, he said that he talked to a fella. And that guy claims that he worked as an engineer at Area 51 and that they would actually have competitions among employees where they would go out to local bars and come up with the craziest misleading lies and contrive the wackiest things possible in order to throw people off the trail of whatever they're working on. So you talk about a hall of mirrors. I mean, this is what we're dealing with here. Yes, you and I are both trying to get to the truth, and we know that there are people who are in a position to give us accurate information, but at the same time, we are dealing with the most experienced magicians, so to speak, in the world who are trying to throw us off the trail.
Fair enough. Well said. And so glad you're there covering alien stock, the what would have been the massive gate invasion of Area 51 for us here on Coast to Coast AM. I love seeing you on Twitter. I would love to continue this conversation anytime on Coast to Coast. I love your work.
Well, you know what, Ian? I have admired you for a long time, and I just want to toss this out here. My name is Joshua P. Warren. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, I'm going to be breaking news through my free e-newsletter when anything happens that is substantial, because I'm at the nerve center and I'm independent, and I'm telling you, if anything comes in, I'm going to post it ASAP.
Well, and you know I'll be retweeting it, so keep up the good work. We'll talk soon.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.